哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, greeting to all of you, dear brothers and sisters.
下午我们一起来学习的题目是同心合意，兴旺福音。
This afternoon, the topic for mutual learning is prosper the gospel with one mind.
我们在这个世界上生活，最让我们快乐的是什么事呢
？What is the one thing in this world that makes us most happy?
啊，不是吃好的，不是吃好吃的东西。
And not only eating good food.
不是去玩。
Not only just the best vacation.
让一个人感觉到最快乐的事，就是他可以做一些有意义的事情。
One thing that makes a person most happy is that when a person can do a very meaningful task.
这种快乐会持续的比较久。
And this kind of happiness is more lasting.
所以我们可以看到，在世界上有各种各样不同的人常在行善。
And that is why we see that in this world there are a lot of many people performing good deeds.
有一些是捐钱。
Some people will give money.
有一些是当义工。
Some people will volunteer.
有一些是捡垃圾做环保。
And some people will get involved with the recycling program.
有一些是领养孤儿。
Some will adopt orphans.
这些事情都是很有意义的事。
So all these are very meaningful things.
也会让人在做的过程觉得非常的快乐。
And when people who perform these all these deeds makes them happy.
那我们怎么样看一件事情它的价值到底有多高呢？
So when we measure all these deeds, how can we then measure the value as we compare them?
尤其是我们刚刚所讲的那么多不同的善事。
Just now we mentioned there are many good deeds.
有两个原则我们可以再思考。
There are actually two concepts that we can ponder.
第一个。
First.
我们帮助别人的效果如果可以维持越久，这件事情的价值就会越高。
If the first principle is that if that help that we extend to other people can last for a long time, then the value is actually quite high.
比如说一个人如果很穷，他没有饭吃。
For example, if a person is very poor and doesn't have a meal.
你请他吃一顿饭。
And if we would invite this poor guy for a meal.
你可以解决他今天肚子不饿的问题。
We can solve just the problem for one day.
这个是价值非常高的事。
This is indeed a good deed of high value.
但是这件事情它的有效只可能维持大概六个小时或者是一整天。
But the effectiveness of this deed can only last for perhaps 6 hours after when he is filled.
那么这件事情比起你介绍他做一份工作，当然是这个工作，介绍工作这个比较有意义了。
But if you were to introduce him, recommend him a job, then this job will probably offer a better value than giving him a meal.
因为他有了工作之后，他每天吃饭就没有问题了。
Because if he has a livelihood, then you wouldn't have a problem to get a meal.
所以介绍工作比你请他吃一顿饭价值还高。
So if you were to find a job for this guy, then it's actually of higher value than giving this person a meal.
第二个原则。
The second principle.
当我们帮助人的时候，你对他的影响越深，这个价值本身也越高。
When we help a person, if our influence on this person is deep and high, then you have quite a lasting impact.
比如说，你介绍他一份工作，这是非常好的事。
For example, if you were to introduce a job for this friend, that's a good deed.
但是工作只是维持生活的一个部分而已。
But giving him a job is only a way of making a living.
比起你介绍他，比如说他还没有结婚，那介绍一个好的对象，介绍婚姻，影响就比较深远了。
If we were to introduce a life partner for this person, perhaps it will impact him much more than his job.
因为工作可能一两年就换了。
Maybe he could change his job in a day or two.
但是如果这个人有个好的婚姻
，in a year or two, I'm sorry.
这样就都得一辈子的影响。
But if you were to introduce him a life partner, then it will impact him for his lifetime.
所以这样说来，这个世界上善事好事有非常多种。
So in this world, there are actually many good deeds that we all can perform.
那么到底哪一种善事是影响效果最久的呢
？But which of these deed will have an everlasting impact?
什么善事是影响最深的呢
？And which of these deed will have a deepest impact?
就是传福音。
And this deed is spreading the gospel.
我们看罗马书第一章十六节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
罗马书第一章第十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
罗马书一章十六节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, First for the Jew, then for the Gentile.
这里保罗告诉我们，我不以福音为耻。
Here, Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel.
为什么他不以福音为耻呢？
Why did he say that?
其实因为很多人以福音为耻。
Indeed, there are many people who are quite ashamed of the gospel.
当时在保罗那个年代，
especially during the social era of Paul.
基督教是一个新起来的宗教。
It is a new religion, Christianity.
大部分人都不相信基督教。
Many people at that time were not Christian.
甚至逼迫基督教。
They were against Christianity.
他们会觉得信耶稣很没有水准。
They felt that at that time it is not.Good to believe in Jesus.
犹太人觉得这个基督教是什么？我们犹太教的历史还比较久。
They look down at Christianity because they feel that Judaism is actually has a longer history.
希尼尼人就是希腊人，觉得我们是讲哲学的。你讲这个耶稣钉十字架没有什么文化。
And the Greek thinks that Christianity has no culture because they talk about culture all the time in their own religion.
所以保罗虽然别人以福音为耻，但是他自己不以为耻。
However, for Paul himself, he is not ashamed of this gospel.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
他很晓得福音的价值在哪里。
Because he knows every little value of this gospel.
我们以刚刚那两个东西来衡量。
Just now we have to measure the two things.
福音对人的影响是最久远的。
Gospels actually has an everlasting impact on a person. Why is that so?
所有世界的善事好处只是今生而已。
Because all the good deeds that's done in this world is only for this lifetime.
当这一辈子一结束了，
and after this lifetime,
之前那些好事好处对我们都没有影响了。
All the good things will not have any effect on us.
但是福音的好处不但只在今生有影响，而在死了之后，离开世之后，那个开始影响才久远了。
Gospel not impact us when we're living, but after when we pass on to the next life, it will have more impact eternal on our eternal life.
直接影响我们的灵魂。
Because it has direct impact on our spirit.
那福音呢？影响我们很深。
And also have a very deep impact on us.
在这个社会上，很多东西只是有它的价值，就是娱乐性或者是一个生活性。
In this world, there are many things has its own kind of entertainment value to it.
但是价值不是很深，它不会改变一个人的。
But all this will not impact a person very long.
很少人说啊，我看了某一个电影之后，我的人生观完全改变。很少人这样。
There are not many people after watching a value will change their whole life.
很少人说我做了某一个工作之后，我的人生价值观完全改变。
And there are not many people after when they perform a certain job that will change their whole life.
其实啊，最改变人的生的那个长远的是我们的这个福音。
But one thing that will change a person's life is gospel.
那么圣经怎么告诉我们呢？
So what does the Bible tell us?
既然福音那么宝贵，我们要怎么做呢？
So if gospel is so precious, then what should we do?
我们看腓立比书的第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
第五节。
Chapter 5.
第一章第五节。腓立比书第一章第五节。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 5. Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now.
保罗在这里写信给腓立比教会。
Here is a letter written by Paul to the Philippian church.
他觉得保罗腓立比教会非常的好。
He has a high regard of this church of Philippi.
保罗用了这八个字，中文是八个字啊，同心合意，兴旺福音。
Here he used eight words, as in the Chinese version, that together with one mind they prospered the gospel.
所以我们今天下午就是这个题目，同心合意，兴旺福音来查考。
And this afternoon we're going to use this topic to prosper the gospel with just one mind.
教会下个礼拜开始就要开布道会了，一连四天晚上有布道大会。
And we all are aware that the next coming week is our evangelical as well as our spiritual convocation.
我们要特别来查考什么叫做同心合意，兴旺福音。
And today we're going to study especially.To look at what is it to prosper the gospel together as in one mind.
我们现在讲什么叫同心合意。
And first, we're going to talk about what is this one mind.
为什么要兴旺福音，一定要同心合意
？Why is that when we prosper this gospel, we need to come together in one mind?
我们再来看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章。
Matthew chapter 18.
第十九节。
Verse 19.Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Again, I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything you ask for, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven.
这里主耶稣告诉门徒。
Here, the Lord Jesus told his disciples.
祷告的力量有多少
？That the power of prayer.
当然每一个人自己可以在家里祷告。
Of course, each of us can pray at home.
可以，你祷告你的，我祷告我的。
You pray for your own matter, and I pray for my own matter.
主耶稣告诉我们一个 secret formula, 一个特别的方程式。
But here the Lord tells us a secret formula.
什么叫特别方程式？就是两个人如果同时间、同心为一件事情祷告什么。
Here, the formula is two of you, when you pray together and agreed about one thing,
我的天父必定为他成全。
Surely, the Lord Father in heaven, will have it done.
这是必定的，是一定会的。
And it will be done.
为什么这样呢？
Why is this so?
如果两个人是同心合意的话，
because if two people come together in one mind,
他两个人一起祷告会特别容易打动神。
And if they come together in agreement with one mind, it will move God.
有两个小兄弟，
they are two little brothers.
啊，他们平常也有去教会。
They will often go to church.
啊，但是祷告平常也不怎么认真。
Sometimes when they pray at church, they wouldn't be too much. They wouldn't be focused.
有一天呢，他们家里的狗啊丢了。
One day, they lost their dog.
不晓得那只狗跑去哪里。
And they didn't know where the dog had gone to.
那只狗是很贵的，是 husky 啊，不是普通小黄狗啊。
And this is a very expensive dog, is husky.
小黄狗不见得就算了嘛。
No ordinary dog.
哇 ，husky 啊，几千块一条了。
So it was a very expensive dog.
哇，他们很爱这只狗。
They both loved the dog very much.
怎么办
？And what should they do because they lost the dog?
哥哥那时候才十几岁。
And that time, the brother, is in his teens.
弟弟大概八九岁。
And the younger brother is about 8 or 9 years old.
哥哥跟弟弟讲。
So then the older brother said to the younger brother, Let us all both pray together.
弟弟说祷告什么?
And then the younger brother said, What should we pray?
祷告那只狗会回来啊?
Pray that the little dog will come back.
小黄狗丢了，大概没人会要，大概自己跑回来机会比较高啊。Husky 那么贵的，可能会被抓走。
They were very, he said, the husky is so expensive. I'm sure if anybody found this dog, they will take it away.
我们两个小兄弟就好，我们来祷告，哈利路亚，哈利路亚。
So these two brothers they agreed to pray together.
妈妈看到他们那么认真了，好，让我也一起祷告了。她心里面没有想说祷告会有效。
When the mother saw these two little brothers praying together, in her heart she was thinking it's not going to be too effective, but she still prayed together with both of them anyways.
很奇妙。
Miraculously.
所以说真的是听小孩子祷告。
Truly, the Lord listened to little brothers' prayer.
隔天下午。
The next day,
那只狗自己跑回来。
In the afternoon, husky came back.
哇，这个两个小孩子有信心了。
So these two brothers, their faith grew.
哎，真的，主耶稣听我们祷告。
Truly, they learned that the Lord Jesus listened to their prayer.
再一次。
Again.
他们脚踏车不见了。
Their bicycle got lost.
放在家门口不知道谁拿走。
They don't know who stole their bicycle.
好，现在我们再来祷告。
Again, both of them they pray together.
狗都可以自己回来了。
If the dog can come back.
但是脚踏车应该不会自己骑回来。
Well, the bicycle may not come back by itself.
但是没关系，就祷告就对了。
So, but they still are determined that they're going to pray together.
人家拿走的哪有说自己可能会再拿回来的
？If anyone has stolen this bicycle, how would it come back?
就是很奇妙。
But very miraculously.
就是隔了几天。
A few days later.
自己脚踏车再次出现家里门口。
The bicycle appeared at the door.
所以说听小孩子祷告。
So our Lord Jesus listens to children's prayer.
又有一个姐妹。
Another sister.
毕业了。
She graduated.
没有工作。
She didn't have a job.
爸爸没有信主。
And her father was not a believer.
妈妈跟女儿有信主。
The mother and herself, they are both believers.
经济很差，很难找工作。
And it was very difficult to find a job at that time because the economy was quite bad.
爸爸就说了。
So the father said to her,
你们不是信耶稣说会找到工作吗？
You believe in the Lord Jesus and claim that he will give you a job.
哇，这个时候啊，那个妈妈跟几个女儿都讲。
And then the mother and the daughter would then respond,
我们要努力祷告。
We must pray together.
爸爸还没有信主。
So, father, the dad was not a believer.
要让爸爸知道神会帮助我们。
We'll let him know that our God will help us.
结果整天晚上，每天晚上，妈妈跟几个女儿就是在家里祷告。
So every night, mother and the daughter, they both will pray together.
很奇妙，虽然经济很差。
So, it's quite miraculous because at that time, economy was really bad.
结果在政府机关找到一份很好的工作。
And true enough, she was able to find a job in a government service.
又有一个信徒。
As another church member,
他想说，哎呀，要做一些什么小生意好呢
？He didn't have a job, and he was looking for a business to do.
在台湾呢，想说做一些小吃的啊。
So he's thinking that maybe he can start a little business, a food business, in Taiwan.
他本来想做什么松饼啊 ，that kind of cake.
So he was thinking of starting up a cake.
但是谁会叫他呢
？Cake business.
人家会做的绝对不会叫你。
So I was thinking then, will he get any business because he's just started off?
教了你就没有秘密了。
So he was thinking, who is going to teach me how to make this cake?
他就想说怎么办?
He said, what should I do?
不太可能会学到这个技术。
I may not be able to find a formula or how to make the best cake.
但是他还祷告。
So he prayed.
主啊，你带领我。
And he asked the Lord to guide him.
我需要一个生活。
He said, I need to make a living.
求你帮助我。
Please help me.
很奇妙。
And it was miraculous.
每天回家跟太太一起祷告。
Every night he would go back and ask the wife to pray with him.
有一天在菜市场。
So one day in the marketplace,
一个人做牛排。
He saw this vendor. He was selling steak.
他就站在旁边看。
So he was wondering how he does it.
有些老板让你看多几眼都赶你走。
So some people when they were doing steak, the chef they probably didn't want other people to learn from them.
这个老板很奇怪。
But this boss who was doing that, he was
他看到这个弟兄啊站在那边那么久。
And so he found that this guy is looking at him cooking for quite a while.
怎么样？你想学啊？
So he asked him, are you interested in learning how to
对啊，我想学啊。
How to do this steak?
哦，那么我教你。
So he said, let me teach you how to do it then.
这个世界哪有这种事情呢？
So he was thinking, well, why can you find this in this world?
就是这样，就把那个秘诀教了他。
And so he taught him how to make the best steak.
其实每一个弟兄姐妹生活当中都有自己的见证。
So we can see that in every one of our lives, just look back, we have many testimonies.
只要我们肯祷告,
as long as we are willing to pray.
只要我们肯叫别人跟我们一起祷告,
as long as we can ask someone to pray with us.
神一定会垂听的,
our Lord will listen.
那我们当然为我们的生活祷告以外,
of course, beside praying for our livelihood,
更要为教会的圣工来祷告,
we must also pray for the church work.
我们看使徒行传第一章,
let's turn to the book of Acts.
第十四节。
Chapter 14. Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传第一章第十四节。
Sorry, chapter 1, verse 14.
第一章第十四节，这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄都同心合一的恒切祷告。 这里圣经告诉我们呢。
Here, verse 14, Bible tells us.
主耶稣升天。
That prior to Jesus ascended,
告诉门徒你哪里都不要去,
that he instructed his disciple not to go anywhere.
在耶路撒冷等待,
that you must wait for me in Jerusalem.
等待什么呢?
What are you waiting for?
你们要祈求圣灵的恩典,
that they must pray for the power of the Holy Spirit.
你们要得到能力之后就可以去传福音了,
that once you receive the power, then they can start to spread the gospel.
没有能力不要去传福音,
and without this power, they should not go out and spread the gospel.
没有能力传福音是浪费时间,
if you don't have this power, you'll be wasting your time if you try to spread the gospel.
不有果效的,
there would be no effect.
没有能力的话,
if you have no power,
自己都改变不了自己,
you cannot even change yourself.
门徒那时候很害怕。
So the disciples were very worried at the time.
怎么可能去传福音?
And they're very afraid. So how can they go out and spread the gospel themselves?
自己都有很多矛盾。
There are a lot of conflicts with them themselves.
你怎么可能去传福音?
How can they go out and spread the gospel?
但主耶稣教他们一件事情。
But here the Lord Jesus taught them.
要恒切，同心合一的来祷告。
That they must pray constantly with zealousness together.
所以我们看门徒的成长。
So we can see that the growth of the disciples
在主耶稣升天之前,
prior to Jesus' resurrection,
门徒觉得说他们什么都不会,
什么都会。 That, they felt that they know everything and they can do everything.
他们觉得我们已经准备好接班了。
They felt that they're ready to take over what the Lord has passed on to them.
耶稣升天之后, 谁可以当老大?
And after when Jesus ascended, they asked each of them, who can be number one?
所以整天吵吵闹闹。
And so they were always arguing among themselves.
他们觉得自己什么都会。
They felt that they know everything.
其实什么都不会。
But in actual fact, they don't know anything.
因为他们不会祷告。
Because they couldn't even know how to pray.
但是主耶稣升天之后。
But after when Jesus has resurrected,
就是告诉他们。
He told them,
你们首先同心合一祷告。
That first you must pray together.
你们就会得到能力,
then you will receive the power.
因为有圣灵同在,
because there is this abide of the Holy Spirit.
曾经有一个很年轻的神学生来问一个福音的传道人老前辈,
there was a very young theological student once come and asked for advice from an elderly preacher.
这个老前辈很有能力。
And this elderly member has much spiritual power.
到处去开灵恩布道会都有很多灵工。
Everywhere he would travel and spread the gospel, there will be a lot of spiritual power.
很多人洗礼，很多人得圣灵。
There are a lot of people who get baptized and receive the Holy Spirit.
还要请教这位前辈。
So this youth went and asked this elderly preacher.
你到底有什么秘诀，有什么方法？为什么神那么同工啊？
So he asked this minister, how is that you have so much power? What's your formula?
那个老传道这样说。
And then this very seasoned minister replied.
只要你有办法动员全教会来为这个圣工祷告。
As long as you can mobilize the whole church to pray together.
谁来讲灵恩会，谁来讲布道会，都有神的同工。
Whoever will come and speak, or whoever will come and work during those event, God will abide and work with them.
最主要是祷告。
So as long as you pray together.
真的，他就这样去做了。
So he did accordingly.
这个教会真的是慢慢有慕道者。
So and truly, from that church that he pastored, then true seekers starts to come.
所以要同心合意，第一件事情就是我们肯为这个圣工来祷告。
So the first thing to work together in one mind is to pray together.
你想想看，我们在座如果有100人的话。
Just think about it. All of us here is maybe about 100 some members.
我们想象一下，如果神在听我们的祷告。
If God were to listen to our prayer,
有人为他的学业,
some people were praying for their studies,
有人他为了工作,
some for the job,
有人他的孩子,
children,
有人他的婚姻,
marriage,
自己有自己很多繁琐的事情,
so everybody is praying for their own different matters.
神在听祷告, 每次都听这些。
So God, when he's listening to prayer, he's always listening to the same thing.
神说我已经知道了。
And he would say to you, I already know.
你们有没有为我的家祷告?
But have you prayed for my household?
如果这个时候一两百个人同时为教会的圣工来祷告。
But if there is one time where all 100 or 200 members of this church can pray together,
这个力量有多大?
With one mind, can you imagine the power?
圣工就是因为这样而发展了。
And this is how the church will prosper.
我们再来看二章四十六节。
Let's turn back to the book of Acts chapter 2.
二章四十六节。
Verse 46. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They built bread in their house and ate together with glad and sincere hearts.
这里又告诉我们，再一次的使徒教会同心合意，在殿里，在家中擘饼。
Here it says that during the apostle time, they came together every day to gather in the court and break.And they broke bread.
然后呢？四十七节。
Verse 47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主就将得救的人天天加给他们。
So they praised God and enjoyed the favor of all people, and the Lord added numbers daily.
这里告诉我们一个教会发展的一个定律。
So here it tells us what is the principle of how this church can prosper.
这个时候的教会呢，是他们的目标，他们的注意力完全是向外的。
Here the goal of the church.It's extending to outside.
因为他们刚刚好传福音，有三千人受洗。
Because at that time, after when they spread the gospel, there were about 3,000 people who came to get baptized.
然后他们继续的很想把这个福音往外来推。
And they were so zealous at that time that they wanted to continue to spread this gospel far and wide.
这里告诉我们一点很重要啊。
So it tells us one thing that's very important.
当一间教会它的目标、它的注意力完全是往外要发展福音的话。
And once this church has this common goal and vision that they want to spread this gospel externally,
这个教会是一定有发展的。
Then this church will surely prosper.
相反，当一个教会的注意力如果都是在内部的问题，
And on the other hand, the church, they are just so concerned with their own domestic affair.
你看我，我看你有什么好看的？
And every day they were talking about just your matter concerning you and I.
这样子，内部的矛盾反而会更多。
And there will be more problem internally.
但是如果大家都往外面来看
，But if everybody would just spread their heart outward,
怎么可以带多些人来
？How they can invite more people to come to know the Lord?
教会有新人来了就很热闹。
And then when more people come, there will be more lives.
教会也是很有活力。
Then this whole church will fill with more life.
所以教会就会这样子的发展了。
Then this is how this church will grow.
那么这里告诉我们他们在做两件事情。
So here it tells us that there are two things that they're doing.
同心合意，第一在殿里面。
First, they came together in one mind. That's in the court, which is in the church.
教会的生活第一点是在圣殿里面。
So the first life that happens starts from church.
第二呢，就是在家里擘饼，就是家庭聚会、家庭团契。
Second is to break the bread in their homes, that's having own fellowship at home.
所以我们教会也是一样。
And for us, we also do the same.
福音要发展，也有两个方面。
In order to spread the gospel, there are two ways.
第一个在会堂的工作。
First is to focus on the church work.
在会堂开布道会。
from here that we have this spiritual convocation and evangelical services.
但是往往啊，我们把人叫来了，很多人很热闹了，结果啊，布道会完了就没有了。
Oftentimes when we invite these people to come to this event, it may seem that it was there are a lot of people coming, but after that, then there's no more.
其实关键的都是去他家里。
But we must also focus on going to their home.
所以最近的感谢主，我们也抓到这个方向。
And we thank the Lord that recently we have got hold of this.
有慕道者来。
Way when we see that a truth seeker has come to our church, we will then follow up.
带他来教会的人马上跟传道、跟长子讲。
And then we will go to follow up this members, visit their place.
可不可以我们去访问这个慕道者？
We'll ask whether it's convenient that we'll go and visit them.
在他家里，一对一的讲课给他听。
So when we are at their place, then we can introduce to them about our gospel.
把他一些同年纪的、背景相似的，一起去他们家里。
And also we'll bring friends that probably will be that have the same background as this person.
本来他的教会有点陌生的。
Maybe this truth seeker in the beginning feel that's not very comfortable.
但是这样来到家里啊，好几次之后呢，他就跟教会就熟了。
But after when we visit them a few times, then they become more comfortable and familiar with us.
所以大家同心合意来做这件事情。
So when we come together and work together in one mind,
那么就有力量。
Then they will have more power.
再来看第四章。
Let's look at chapter 4.
啊，第四章第23节哈。
Verse 23.
23-24节。
To 24. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all the chief priests and elders had said to them. Verse 24, when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you make the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them.
这里告诉我们呢，门徒他们在传福音的时候遇到很大的阻力。
Here, the believers...When here the disciple when they were spreading gospel they met a lot of problems.
他们同心合意祷告，求神给他们力量。
And they filled with when they they confronted with obstacle, they prayed together to ask God to help them.
我们要知道全世界最难的事情是什么呢
？We must understand what's the most difficult task in this world.
不是赚钱。
It's not making a living.
但赚钱也是很难。
Of course, making a living is quite difficult.
但是有能力、有机会、有机会，就可以赚到钱了。
But if you have the ability and opportunity, then it's not hard.
不需要神帮助的人都可以赚到钱。
Even those people without God's help was able to make a living.
很多人没有信神，但是也赚到很多钱。
There are a lot of people who do not believe or non-believer of God. They still make a lot of money.
全世界最难的事情是什么
？What is the most difficult task in this world?
就是传福音、做圣工。
It's to spread the gospel and do church work.
因为我们面对的敌人是魔鬼。
Because the enemy that we're facing is Satan.
你要把他拉过来主那边，他要把他拉回去。
You want to grab the soul to God, but he want to grab the soul to him.
所以没有神帮助就没有办法了。
So without God's help, it's impossible.
所以这个时候他们遇到困难了。
So this time they met with this problem.
他们怎么祷告呢
？How do they pray?
24节说他们同心合意高声祷告。
Verse 24 says that they raised their voices together in prayer to God.
我们看29节。
Verse 29.
29节。
Now, Lord, consider their threat and enable your servants to speak your word. With great boldness.
啊，三十节。
Verse 30. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus.
啊，这里他们祷告，求神给他们力量。
Here they pray together to ask the Lord to give them strength.
我们知道，我们做圣工传福音遇到困难的时候。
We all know that when we are spreading gospel and doing church work and meet with problems.
有时候就会动摇了。
Sometimes we'll be shaken.
哎，我们这样做。真的是需要这样吗
？And we ask ourselves, should we do this?
比如说，我们一起去发传单。
For example, we went out and just passed delivered the pamphlets.
如果有人拿到我们的传单来骂我们呢
？And if people who receive the pamphlets, our church pamphlet, and start to scold us.
有人可能就想说，我们需要这样子吗
？And then some people ask, then should we do this?
如果我们在盖会堂。
For example, another example is that when we are building this church building,
没有钱，不够钱。
We don't have enough funding.
可能就有人就会怀疑了。
Then people will start to doubt.
我们有需要盖这个会堂吗
？Is there a need to build a chapel?
需要欠那么多钱吗
？To spend so much money.
哎，有些人就会动摇了。
And some people will be shaken.
其实每一个人遇到困难的时候，都会稍微动摇。
In fact, anyone who meet with problem, they will be somehow shaken.
只是当时的给我们一个很好的榜样。
But at this time, this was a good example.
他们怎么祷告呢
？How did they pray?
他们不是求神把那些困难拿走。
They did not pray to ask God to take away the obstacles.
他说求神给我大放胆量。
But he prayed to God to give them more strength and boldness.
还可以传讲耶稣。
With great boldness to speak the words.
今天我们敢不敢传福音
？Today are we brave enough to spread the gospel?
这跟我们的胆量有关系的。
It has everything to do with our boldness.
如果我们怕别人拒绝我们
，If we are afraid of rejection,
我们都很难很怕会叫别人来。
Then it would be very hard to invite other people to come.
但是如果没有胆量的话
，But if we are bold,
不怕
，We're not afraid.
每家每户。
Every family,
去发传单
we would go out and pass the and deliver the pamphlet.
在路上看到人
and we'll see people on the street.
传单给你
we'll give the pamphlet.
你丢在地上是你的事
even if they throw it on the street.
在公司里面一人发一张
and it's the same as church at workplace. We'll give it to our colleagues and invite them.
你对我笑也好骂也好我不关心
and we're not worried of their reaction.
这个就是胆
This is boldness.
所以啊，他们求神给他们胆量。
So they pray here to ask God to give them great boldness.
所以同心合意，福音就会兴旺。
And together with one mind, then the gospel will prosper.
再来看，我们看回来《腓立比书》第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter one.
我们讲完同心合意，我们再来讲什么兴旺福音呢
？After when we talk about with one mind, then we talk about how to prosper.This gospel.
就在第一章第五节说，我们要同心合意，兴旺我们的福音。
Because here it says in chapter 1 verse 5, it says, with together one mind, we can prosper the gospel.
兴旺是什么意思呢
？What is to prosper?
我们知道啊，要一件事情或者是一个产品要兴旺起来。
So in order for a matter or a product to prosper,
或者要投放很大的资源
，we must.Put a lot of investment in it.
我们知道最近的经济很不好。
We know that recent of this economic crisis.
世界各国的政府都在头痛。
That every government in all over the world are very has this major headache.
商业活动减少了。
Because of this slow in business.
现在最近我发觉在温哥华真的是路上的车子都比较少。
And recently I find this there are less traffic on the road.
哎，找停车位都比较容易找。
Earlier I find that it's quite easy to find a parking spot.
餐馆人又很少。
Also, restaurant, you don't find many people going.
所以政府很头痛。
So, government is starting to worry.
各行各业受到影响。
Because every sector is being affected.
所以全世界的政府都在投放很多的资源、很多的金钱，想要让这个市场再兴旺起来。
So every government in our nation are putting a lot of time to think about how to stimulate this economy with stimulus package.
相信呢，我们也为政府祷告，希望在政府的努力之下，我们也为国家的元首祷告，可以很快的。这个经济呢可以回转起来、啊、
I'm sure that all of us should pray for not only our government and also for this whole matter to be over so that it will revive in our economy.
同样呢，福音的工作需要兴旺起来的话，也要投放很大的、很多的资源跟力量在里面。
So similarly, for this gospel to prosper and grow, we must invest a lot of time and money.
我们知道企业的这个目标就是赚钱。
We know that in every business, the goal is to make a profit.
那么教会存在的目标就是救灵魂。
And for a church, the goal is to save lives, to save of soul.
最重要的目标，最重要的工作。
So what is the most important job of this church?
所以我们教会的资源呢，大部分也要投在这个传福音有关的这个圣工上面。
So our focus is to invest our resources in the spreading of the gospel.
比如说广告啊，传单啊。
For example, for the advertisement or to send out the pamphlets.
网路啊，福音小册啊。
Whether it's in the website or literature.
啊，感谢主，最近在我们教会的福音组努力之下，也投放了很多新的资源在传管、传讲福音的方面。
And I thank the Lord that our church also have put a lot of time in spreading this gospel.
啊，我们有放卖电视广告，不晓得没有大家看过。
I'm not sure if you're aware that there are also advertisements put on TV.
最近有一个信徒打电话给我。
Just recently there was a member who called me.
啊，他说哇，我从来没有知道真耶稣教会在哪里，我在香港就信了。
There was a member called me and said, I didn't know where was this true church because I was a believer in Hong Kong.
直到有一天我在看那个社团会信，原来真耶稣教会在温哥华有啊。
It was one day when I turned on TV that I heard about this, that this true church is in Vancouver.
哇，这个透过这个媒体就跟我们联络上了。
So it was through the media that he was able to make contact with us.
我们也在报纸有卖广告。
On the newspaper also we had we put some advertisement.
在网络上也有。
The same in the website.
那我们也印了很多福音的单张啊。
We also have print out many pamphlets.
所以我们要好好的利用。
So we must make use of all these resources.
好， 有时候我们教会的青年呢，很花了很多心思印了很漂亮的传单。
A lot of our youth here are very talented. They have printed many pamphlets.
但是有时候他们做得很灰心呐、啊。
Sometimes they felt disheartened.
为什么
？Why is it so?
印个30张、50张出来放在那边，大家都没有，都拿不完回去。
They would print 50 pamphlets, but not many have been taken by our members to give out.
哎，三十张、五十张不多啊，一人拿一张都不够了。
And I'm sure there are only like 30, 50. If everybody take one, it wouldn't be enough.
如果我们好好利用这些资源
，But if we were to really make use of these resources that we have,
教会的福音单张那么多
，We have many little booklets to give out.
尤其是我们布道会快来了，真的要好好利用这些资源去传福音。
Especially our evangelical services are coming. We must indeed make use of these resources to spread the gospel.
那我们要怎么样来？兴旺这个福音呢
？So how do we then prosper this gospel？
兴旺在原文呢，或者英文有另外一个意思，就是 partnership 或者是 fellowship， 就是我跟这个是有份、有参与的意思。
Another meaning of this prosperity is partnership or fellowship, which you have a part in。
这是我们每一个人当时的腓立比教会，他们都是在福音上有参与。
At that time, everyone in the Church of Philippi has every partnership in this gospel。
上个月我回台湾的时候，刚刚没有讲。
Last month when I went to Taiwan，
哇，大家都很高兴。
Many people were very happy。
高兴什么
？Why were they so happy？
政府在派消费券。
That people in Taiwan they were so happy because they all get this spending ticket from Taiwan，
太高兴
了。From the government。
政府每人发3000块。
Everyone was given a NT dollar $3,000。
哇，很多钱哦。
Because they were given this Taiwanese dollar $3,000， they were so happy that they could spend。
那个礼拜去到台湾，大家都在问拿到消费券没有。
And when I was there, I hear people asking each other, "Have you received this money from the government?"
拿了，早就拿了，一早就去拿了。
And they were all so overjoyed because they received this spending money.
拿了，花了没有
？And then next thing they will ask, "Have you spent them?"
哇，马上花了。
Of course, I spent them right away.
他就很高兴。
So they were all very happy because they got free cash.
他们还问我，你没有拿
？And they asked me, "Did you get yours?"
哎呀，我没有份哦，不是台湾公民呢。
I said no because I'm not even Taiwan resident.
我没有护照，没有台湾的户籍啊。
I don't have a Taiwan passport.
他说你太太有吗
？He said, "How about your wife?"
有啊。
有 ，Yes, I.
叫他拿印章回来，他们可以印。
Why don't you ask your wife to come and get it?
哇，大家有的分啊，就会很高兴。
So once they have this part of this free cash, they're also overjoyed.
前几年那个 Alberta 那个钱太多的时候，也是每人派几百块。
The same thing happened in Alberta a few years ago when they would have surplus of money. Every household was given a few $100.
那时候我不住在那边了。
At that time, I wasn't living in Alberta.
但是以前有报税，所以也有的分。
And because I had to pay my tax, so I have part too.
有好东西有的分多好，对不对
？So if it's free and you could get it, that's wonderful.
如果加拿大政府今天派消费券，大家1000块，只有你没有。
Then today, if the government were to give out this free money to spend, and if you didn't get it, how would you feel?
心中太不开心了。
Then you wouldn't feel too good.
我们想想看。
So the same goes.
世界上最有意义的事情是什么
？What is the most meaningful things in this world?
将来。报的最高的事情是什么
？What is the one that reap the greatest reward？
就是传福音做圣工。
It's to spread the gospel and do the holy work。
你在这个事情上有没有份
？Do you have any part in this？
如果有份的话，你就有福了。
Well, if you have a partnership in this, then you'll be blessed。
我们要怎么样来参与呢
？So how do we have a partnership in this？
我们要几件事情啊，要注意的啊。
So there are a few things that we should take note of。
第一啊，从礼拜三晚上开始，布道会就开始了。
First, on Wednesday night。On the first night of this evangelical service,
我们每一个信徒啊都应该来参加。
Every one of our members should come here and attend.
我们不要以为说这个是讲给慕道者听的。
We shouldn't think that this is only an event for a true seeker.
没有错，是讲给慕道者听的。
Of course, this is for to spread the gospel for the true seeker.
但是也是讲给我听的。
It's also for ourselves.
我来就代表支持 support。
If I would come, then shows my support.
如果慕道者来到，看到冷冷清清，只有二三十人、四五十人这样。
Well, if the true seeker come here and see that only 20 to 30 some members sitting,
那个气势已经不在了。
So it looks like this place is pretty empty.
哇，如果慕道者来到，哇，看你们教会人那么多啊，坐满满的。
So if they come here and they see that this whole chapel is full,
他也搞不清楚谁是慕道者，谁是信徒嘛，对不对
you couldn't tell who is then they wouldn't tell the difference.
人多祷告都有力量。
Then when everybody pray together, then there's power.
对，至少我们自己要来。
So at least we should come.
上班下早点下班早点来。
So we should get off from our work early and come.
第二，我们不单止自己来，也尽量的去邀请朋友来参加。
Not only we come, we make every effort to invite our friends to come.
我们试试看，尽量邀请。
So we can just make an effort to start inviting.
很多时候就是我们还没有开口而已，其实人家可能会来的。
Many a time is because we did not open our mouth, but don't be surprised when you invite them, they will come.
你说有啦，讲过很多次了。
Some people will say, yeah, I've tried many times.
没关系，再讲一次。
It's okay, just try it again.
反正开口不用钱。
It's free, just open your mouth.
说不定这一次他会来呢。
Maybe this time he will come.
最近我碰到一个人。
Recently, I met this person.
半年前已经跟他传过福音了。
Half years ago, I already spread the gospel to him.
但是呢，他没有兴趣。
But he wasn't interested.
那最近又碰到他。
But then recently, I met him.
他自己问我。
And then he asked me.
你们教会在哪里？
Where is your church?
我想说，机会来了。
I said to myself, oh, this opportunity is finally here.
我们教会很近。
Our church is very close.
他们说，为什么你住在 Burnaby 要去温哥华的教会？
Why is that you live in Burnaby and you travel to Vancouver to attend the church there?
Burnaby 去温哥华很近啊，15分钟。
I said that from Burnaby to Vancouver is quite close, only 15 minutes.
我们教会全世界都有。
And we have a church, true Jesus church everywhere in this whole world.
我们教会弄得很漂亮，那个福音小册袋啊，福袋啊。
So I've got a very good pamphlets and I gave it to him.
我们知不知道有一个叫福音小册袋？大家应该有见过吗
？Have you heard of this gospel package that we put all pamphlets in it?
哇，这都是教会的资源，我们尽量邀请人来。
So we must make use of the resources we have in church and invite as many people to come to this event as we can.
再来第三点，我们要为教会祷告。
The third thing that we should do is pray for this church.
第一，你要带谁来的，要先为他祷告。
First, we must pray for the person that we're going to invite.
因为带人再来慕道啊，很多阻挡。
Because the moment when we want to make out this effort to bring this person to come, we will face with a lot of obstacles.
有一些明明跟你答应说好了，他会来。
Some people originally already agreed that they will come.
临时小孩子要发烧。
And then suddenly, then they will have event happen at home.
临时在家里夫妻要吵架。
Or things that will happen to their children or their spouse.
临时老板要加班。
Or their work.
或是找不到路。
Or they lost their way.
各种各样阻挡都有。
There are all kinds of obstacles.
所以先为慕道友祷告。
So first thing, you must pray for the person you invite.
要为传道人祷告，让他们可以讲出神的话。
Also pray for the preacher to speak the words of God.
为翻译的祷告，让他们可以有力量。
To pray for the translator so that they will have strength.
为弹琴的祷告，让他可以弹出美好的歌声。
Pray for the pianists that they can play well.
为诗班祷告，让他们可以唱出神的美好的诗歌。
And also the choir deliver a beautiful hymns.
福音组陪餐人员很多事情都需要带到。
And there's so many things that we need to pray for.
那就是打仗的时候，这个福音征战的时候。
So this is what we need to do in the spiritual warfare.
就是说你没有办法真的请到人来。
If we cannot find anybody that we can invite,
没有关系，我们自己来。
That's okay. We need to come.
看到有慕道者，我们也热情的跟他打招呼啊，招待啊。
And when we see a true seeker, we should greet this person warmly and welcome.
那我在这个礼拜常常想，有谁可以邀请的呢？
And welcome them. And then we must start thinking, who can we invite?
有个弟兄啊，是做这个健身教练的。
There's this brother. He's a fitness instructor.
他还教人家怎么 build up muscle， 怎么样来给肌肉发达了。
And his work is to help people to gain fitness.
他有一个那个客户。
And so as he has a customer.
训练他做健身了。
He trained his client.
他觉得这个客户跟一般的人不太一样。
And he find that this client is quite different.
他是在那个。天主教会很热心的一个青年。
He is a very active youth of Catholic Church.
他负责带领几十个青年的。
And he is the youth leader of the Catholic Church.
他喜欢圣经。
And he loved the Bible.
哇，这个弟兄想说，那我要传福音给他。
So he was thinking that I should spread the gospel to this guy.
这种人不了解真理啊，不认识主耶稣，太可怜了。
Because he doesn't understand the truth and know the Lord Jesus is really pitiful.
So he 一讲他说好啊，我来听你叫我听听看。
So because he invited this guy and he agrees that he would come.
那么我们常常都印象觉得说，不可能啦，那种头脑很硬的啦，他们从小信的，怎么可能来这耶稣教会
？When we meet a Catholic, is that since they're believers since young, how would they come to True Jesus Church?
结果他一来就很喜欢我们教会。
But when he came to our church first time, he loves it.
觉得我们这边道理很好。
He loves the teaching of this church.
所以很多时候我们只要开口。
So many times we just need to open our mouth.
我们把结果交给神。
And then we'll leave the rest to God.
这样我们就可以兴旺福音传福音了。
Then this way we can prosper on the gospel.
为什么要祈求福音的兴旺呢？
Why is that we must pray for the prosperity of the gospel?
我们请看诗篇122篇。
Let's turn to the book of Psalms.
122篇第六节。
122
篇第六节。
Verse 6. The book of Psalms 122. Verse 6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you be secure.
啊，这里圣经告诉我们。
Here, the Bible tells us.
教会的平安，教会的兴旺，跟我们自己的兴旺也有关系。
That the peace and prosperity of the church has everything to do with us.
耶路撒冷代表真教会。
Jerusalem represents the true Jesus Church.
耶路撒冷有平安，我们就有平安。
If there's peace in Jerusalem, then we will have peace.
因为我们自己住在里面。
Because we live in this place.
你爱耶路撒冷，你也会兴旺。
If you love Jerusalem, then you also will prosper.
因为神会祝福我们。
Because God will bless you.
所以灵恩布道大会是神祝福我们的时候。
So spiritual convocation and evangelical service is a time when our God will bless us.
我们要求主带领我们。
We must pray to the Lord to guide us.
明天早上十点钟呢，有这个特别为灵恩会之前布道会之前的这个祷告会，还有灵修会。
And tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, there's a special prayer service for this coming event.
当然，诗班跟福音组的同工一定要来了。
And those who are involved in the gospel work as well as the choir should all attend.
也开放给所有弟兄姐妹。
It's also open up to all the rest of the brothers and sisters.
如果想来为教会这个福音祷告。
If you want to come and pray especially for this coming matters.
下午想出去外面发传单的。
And those people who would like to go out and deliver a pamphlet.
都鼓励大家可以来。
You're most welcome to attend.
福音工作人人有份。
That's every partnership in this gospel work.
你分到这一份没有呢？
Do you have a part?
我们一起唱诗。
Let us sing hymns.
421首。
421.